Today is Monday the 10th of March, the feast of St. John Ogilvy. Emma Holland and Tommy Blaise sing Stephen Foe's setting of Psalm 57. As I enter into prayer today, I hear these words and place all of my trust in my loving God.
Oh,
Today's reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans.
Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
These inspiring words describe the gifts which come to us when we follow Jesus Christ and place him at the centre of our lives. Through the companionship of Christ, God gives us peace, grace, and the hope of sharing in God's glory. Are you aware of receiving these gifts in your life? Where are they evident? In your words, actions, relationships, longings. We hear the astonishing claim that we can boast in our sufferings, as if we can speak with pride about one of the most unpredictable and distressing aspects of human life. How does this strike you? Has this been your experience? As you listen again, ponder this paradox and wonder how it is possible to endure suffering in this way. You might want to reflect on how saints such as John Ogilvie, whom we commemorate today, show us how to live with grace whilst enduring the pain of suffering.
Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
God's love for us is not measured out in teaspoonfuls, but poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Stay with this image and feel God's love flooding into you. Tell God how this feels and sense God's loving response to you. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.